James Maddock will be at Watercolor Cafe in Lockmont, New York, 8 p.m. Randy Jackson acoustic show will be at the Blue Parrot in Massapequa, 9 p.m.
This is your concert billboard for the middle of this week. Enjoy the parade, the weather, the games, the fixings, the food and celebration, and each other. Have a merry Thanksgiving.
And you are listening to radio station WUSB, Stony Brook, New York, where the time is 6:01. Time for Off the Wall. Thank you. And the very good part of the program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. And we have all kinds of fun things to talk about tonight. A special guest on the phone from 2600 Waste Management, Louis. Are you with us?
Hey, Emmanuel.
Hey, how you doing? This is your first time on the radio, I understand. As you know, we operate a waste management company as well. Maybe you don't know that.
Can't talk long here.
No, I understand. A lull in the day's activities of shipping and receiving and dumping and whatever else you do.
We got a couple of trucks coming through and a couple of shipments, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. A lot of logistics. I don't know if your listeners really care, but...
One thing I'm curious about, Louis, and please don't take umbrage at this, but does your voice develop into that the longer you work in waste management, or did you start that way as a child? I mean, I'm just kind of curious how the speech evolves, you know, and the tone. Yeah, like a noise like that, for instance. I mean, when's the first time you made a noise like that?
I've been doing this 35 years.
And do you always pronounce doing that way as well? You know, things like that?
Non-union, I'm not a union guy. This isn't one of those kind of shops. We're kind of a smaller operation. And the voice, this is definitely deepened over time. It's hard work out here. You know, there's a lot of lifting, a lot of mechanical equipment. Uh-huh. You can get hurt. A lot of guys, they've been on the job a little bit. You know, they get lax. They start getting injuries.
Right. Do you have all your digits on all of your appendages?
I got most of my fingers. got a little bit of a limp and going in for a hip surgery here. Well,
you have to have a limp. That's sort of a sign of respect, actually. It's like a badge of honor.
My back brace has the most hours on it around the warehouse. Uh-huh. Guys nod, you know, they know what I'm doing. It's a tough job, and there's not a lot of other guys want to sign up, get on board. But uh-huh. If you're out there, if you talk to anybody, any of these young people, tell them to get interested in transferring, logistics, these kinds of things. It's very.
I try to get young people interested in waste management all the time, and it's.
Respect for this industry.
You got to battle with the professors and the parents and all that, but eventually you do get through to a few of them, and you do set them off on a career path that will certainly change their lives.
Yeah. Anyway, we need some more workers out here. Uh-huh. I got a couple of deliveries. We've been very busy lately.
Do you spend any time in New Jersey?
What?
Do you spend any time in the state of New Jersey? I'm just curious.
I'm not familiar with that area.
Can you say New Jersey?
New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. I like the way you say that. Wow. Well, Louis, you know, it's been fascinating having you on. I know you have a lot of trucks to wave through or whatever it is that you do over there. And thanks so much for keeping 2600 Waste Management operational. Without you, I'm sure that we'd have a lot more waste that would be unmanaged, and it's important that we manage the waste, at least. I understand one of our people was over there inspecting the shop. Could you possibly hand the phone over to him?
We've been trashing since 1984, so... Waste Management.
All right.
Here's Kyle.
All right, thank you. Wow, that was an unexpected treat there. Amazing. Kyle, what a character. I know you over there inspecting the shop, and I hope they don't resent you too much for that. You like to go there with your your tuxedo on. I don't know why you wear a tuxedo when you go over there. It's bound to wind up in all kinds of mockery, but whatever. As long as you give them a clean bill of health, I'm sure they're appreciative of that.
It's been a while since I've been over here, so.
Yeah, no, it's good. Did you hear the way he said New Jersey? I love that. I really do. That's it's priceless.
Yeah, but we're definitely in new territory. These guys really know what they're doing. I'm really really happy with the coordination and their ability. They've really they've shown it. There's nobody like us. You know, uh-huh. we do a good job. So But yeah, we've got a couple. We talked to a couple of customers. We're going to be getting some deliveries out.
Oh, hang on, Kyle. Oh, damn it. There's only 10 seconds left in this auction. I've been following this auction online for Twinkies. There's three boxes, 10 each, only $27. 3 seconds. Oh, I'm not going to make it in time. Oh, wow. That was the best deal yet. The auction's open. $27 for three boxes of Twinkies. I've seen them going for triple that in the last few days. So the prices are definitely coming down. The panic is starting to abate a little bit. Now, this has nothing at all to do with Sandy, apparently, although, you know, I'll never be convinced of that completely. But after the gas shortage or the gas panic came the Twinkie panic. But that was, you know, the gas panic was fake. All right. It was simply because people were hoarding. The Twinkie panic is real. All right. There are no more Twinkies after they sell these ones because the company is going out of business, supposedly. Until they either go back into business or somebody buys them, there are really no more Twinkies or Ho-Hos or Yodels or cupcakes, even Wonder Bread. It's all falling apart, Kyle. It's all falling apart. So that's why these auctions are happening. And I'm going to be a little bit distracted because I really want some Twinkies. And I keep, you know, I missed one by one penny before. All right. The other time my button didn't work properly. I will get Twinkies. I will.
So I think what's happening is you're getting a sense of economics here, because there's a lot of demand now that everyone has bought them. And I think it's all a ploy. I think that Hostess just was like, you know, we're going into the holiday seasons, we don't have anything. They're like just done. They have no new ideas, no fresh products. It's just like, dang, everybody went on a nutritional thing.
Well, they've been hemorrhaging money for quite some time. And in fact, the people who took over the company fairly recently have been described as vulture capitalists, which basically means that they were just looking for any excuse to sell off the company or just to drive it into the ground.
Louis was just telling me he had some work doing cleaning up some vulture capital.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. I really am. The way it's being portrayed, what you might be hearing is that the unions and the workers are all greedy and they're driving the company into bankruptcy. Not true. Basically, they were accepting pay cuts and they were supposed to accept more pay cuts, and they kind of said enough already with the pay cuts, especially since management was getting the same amount or even more.
Right, the bonuses that they were trying to eke out of that.
So they got to stand up to them at some point, and literally in a few minutes, the company said, okay, that's it then, we're out of business, and it's your fault, and kids won't have Twinkies now because of you. I mean, can you make anybody seem more evil than that? So it's really, you might laugh, but this Twinkie thing is probably one of the most important labor battles going on today.
Right.
Hang on a second. That's a sweet deal. No pun intended. Okay. Oh, you know what? That's the chocolate filling. Nobody wants the chocolate filling on the Twinkies.
Have you ever had a Twinkie?
Of course I've had Twinkies, Kyle. What kind of a question is that?
Yeah. I mean, so unnatural and like chock full of like just carbohydrates.
Have you ever seen a Hostess snowball?
Yeah, I've seen them. Okay, I've had Ding Dongs. I actually liked Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs are good, but Hostess snowballs will make Twinkies look like health food. They really will, because they are so artificial. Interesting story with the Ding Dongs. Didn't they rename them to King Dongs at one point because some establishment for mentally ill people took offense at Ding Dong, and you got to rename it to something else. And apparently, they were able to fight that and get it renamed back to Ding Dongs.
Wow!
How do you like that? So, you know, there's all kinds of culture and social struggle that goes on with these little icons here.
It's had a long run, and it is like I think when we started thinking like, oh yeah, they're not going to be available. I think people did get a little nostalgia, like Twinkies are—they're kind of good, and you know, people. It's really just economics, though. I mean, I actually went out one night in the rain.
Uh-huh.
My goodness, I was wet and all of that. Right, walking, going to this corner, you know, grocery store, a little deli of some kind. Right, and I asked. I was like, you know, do you have any Twinkies? No Hostess stuff. It was all sold out. I actually just thought, you know, because I was reading enough about this stuff, maybe I could just go and grab a Twinkie. I bet there's one over it. No, sold out.
You really thought that? That's amazing that you would even think that was Oh, look at this. $3 million this one's going for. Sometimes, you know, what happens is people put things up on eBay, and you become an eBay power seller yourself now, Kyle.
I know about this stuff. Yeah, you can set whatever your beginning price, whatever you want. You set that beginning price to your heart's fancy.
So this one is called Help a Twinkie Promote U.S. Economic Growth. And the way it's, okay, here we go. Why should you buy this? Good question. While original Hostess Twinkies are now of a dwindling and finite supply, common sense dictates that a competitor of Hostess will purchase the rights and eventually revive the iconic trademark treats under a new brand and marketing scheme. Of course, the possibility of forever changing the recipe of the American Twinkie, would be sacrilege, so we can only hope something like that doesn't occur. But if you decide to buy my original Hostess Twinkies, you will achieve two things. One, you will guarantee your personal access to the original Hostess Twinkies, regardless of what the future may hold for this historical, iconic, and tasty golden treat that has symbolized American tastiness for the past 75 years. Who says you can't have your cake and eat it too? And he spelled two wrong, by the way. With four boxes, you can do just that. And number two, you will preemptively promote the American economy in the face of a politically polarizing era that finds itself at the edge of the fiscal cliff. How so, you ask? Another good question. The proceeds of this sale will be infused into our exotic wood company and will be used to hire several employees as well as procure much-needed processing equipment. We have been investing our blood, sweat, and tears into this business for several years now, and your purchase will allow us to take it to the next level of growth, thus helping our American economy where it needs it most, small business. We sincerely thank you for your interest in our Hostess Twinkies and eagerly await your purchase. And that is signed by Savage Woods of Austin, Texas. And he's probably never heard this before, but Savage Woods is a great name to have if you're in an exotic wood company. So congrats to him for that, or her. I don't know if Savage is a male or female name. But the starting bid was $3 million, and you can buy it now with $8 million, apparently. So you can skip over the auction part. And yeah, so that's, but apparently, you know, you can do that. Yes, you can set any price, but the media is reporting it as Twinkies are now selling for millions of dollars, and that's not exactly what's happening.
Yeah, well, they don't get it. I mean, no, they do get it. It's just churn. I mean, media, as much as we like to think it's 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365, you know, it takes a while for people to figure out what's really going on, and there's a bit of a delay, you know, and there's some churn and some mixing around those stories need to do.
Okay, we're going to keep an eye on this auction here because it'll go about to the end of the show. I'm seeing a box of 10 Hostess Twinkies with the white filling, the correct kind, and it's going for $5.50, which is about what it goes for in the store. So let's see what happens over the course of the next 35 minutes or so when this auction runs out. And yeah, you know, I would go up to I'd go up to $20 for this. That's what I would do based on what I've seen in the past few days. Thing is, you know, people are going to stores and basically buying all of them and then making a lot of money. They were selling these for $100 each and paying $5.50 for them. So that's a pretty good profit margin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid because obviously the things aren't going to go away. Somebody is going to buy the Twinkie name. They might be called, I don't know, Frito-Lay Twinkies or
Nabisco
Twinkies or Petland Discount Twinkies, whatever. Somebody's going to buy them and
Starbucks.
Starbucks Twinkies. That actually has a ring to it.
I feel like Starbucks is going to buy the Twinkies somehow.
Yeah.
They'll, like, turn it into, like, a biscotti, cross between, like, a biscotti and a Twinkie, and I don't even, God knows what else.
The thing to remember about Twinkies, though, is that they don't last forever. They actually only have a shelf life of 7 to 10 days. They stay good for about 25 days. After that, they start to get hard and crusty. I don't think they have a...
Still edible.
They're edible, but, you know, if you can fathom eating them in the first place, I guess maybe that wouldn't bug you so much. But they, you know, it's not like that Family Guy episode where they last forever. So, but again, if you're going to buy these things, you're probably not going to eat them because then all the value goes away.
I'm part of that crowd, the one that, you know, I mean, maybe have had a Twinkie or a Ding Dong in my life, but, like, they're just not appetizing, and I think that's what was causing them to struggle, and why they've been floundering and susceptible to this venture capital and all that stuff is just the simple fact that it's highly processed, and people don't want to eat that stuff. And I'm listening to a really good radio program out here about food and like how Americans deal with and you know, manage food into their lives. And it's, you know, time and convenience, and people just don't make time to cook anymore. And it's kind of disgusting. And I think a lot of the with the economy and stuff, people are growing and creating their own meals instead of seeking them out and stuff like that, which is a healthier route. So to me, it just isn't appetizing. And
yeah, but you know, Kyle, this is America. We're home. We invented over-processed, trans-fat-filled food for overweight people that ride around in scooters all the time. So how in such a land can a company like Hostess have any trouble whatsoever? You know, I mean, yes, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with
you. I guess you do make a good point with
that.
There
are so many people out there that just inhale this stuff.
You mean normal.
Who's normal?
Yeah, normal people.
Who are you calling normal?
The norm of people in America, I guess, is not this enlightened bunch. But I think it's moving in that direction where people want more natural things and they want to eat healthier, and processed things are just less appetizing. And I think that's the crux of what's going on with Hostess as a company and why they've been doing so badly lately.
So it's all the health food people then that are responsible for 18,000 jobs being lost. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Yeah, you just said that the people concerned with health food and eating healthy have basically cost 18,000 people their jobs making unhealthy food.
Yes, that's just like running in to their nurseries and grabbing them and shaking their babies. That's what those health-minded people, it's just like that.
And taking candy from them, too. Don't forget that.
And taking candy and giving them a good shake, which you're not supposed to do with babies.
By the way, yeah, don't do that. But it's also, and I don't know if people know this,
that mean.
It's a lot harder to take candy from a baby than you might think, all right? I'm just saying that.
Yeah, babies have pretty good networks of
they got a grip, all right? And it's not something, you know, be prepared for a struggle if that's what your intention is.
Well, and they have pretty good alarm systems, too.
It's actually easier to take candy from a toddler because you can shove them and they topple. But babies are in a crib and they can just hold on for dear life.
They're stationary, yeah.
But babies shouldn't be having candy in the first place, you know?
Yeah, who gives candy to a baby?
People who come up with sayings like that, I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm wondering about this auction. It's still at $5.50, 30 minutes left, so maybe that's... Oh, $6, just went up to $6. I hope none of our listeners are finding these auctions and driving the price up, because that would really, really annoy me. I'm not quite sure how eBay works either. If you pledge a certain amount, like say I pledge $20 for this right now, would it show up as $20 or would it show up as $6.50? Do you know how that works? It goes up by increments.
I envision what you're saying. If you purchase for $20...
If I bid for $20 now, something that right now the current bid is $6.
Okay.
Does it go up by 50 cents like it says, or will it show my $20? I want that to be my maximum bid. Or do I have to go to the next page and specifically enter a maximum bid?
Okay, so I think there is a spot where you enter your maximum bid.
Uh-huh.
And then you can show, and it'll incrementally go up
right
as other people bid. If no one else was bidding, your maximum bid will ultimately be charged.
Right. I'm wondering if the page that I'm looking at right now is the maximum bid page or the page where I just enter an amount and that becomes the bid. Because there's a blank little box there, and then next to it, it says place bid. So I think if I say $20, that becomes the bid. Or if I just click place bid without entering any amount, then I get to a page where it says enter maximum bid. So I think maybe a lot of people overbid without realizing it.
Yes, I've done that. And I didn't know that you could just enter blankly and enter blank and then it sends you to an advanced page. But yeah, no, that's a good thing. You should definitely make people aware of that.
Okay. It doesn't say that on the page.
I'm learning. I mean, it's an interesting tool.
Yeah. And you know, I know why it doesn't say it on the page, because eBay makes a certain amount of money for, you know, based on the amount that is charged in the end. So it's not in their interest to get you not to overbid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really been an experiment. I'm really just using eBay just so I can get used to its rhythm and how they try to get you in different ways. Something interesting I noticed is shipping. When I sell something on eBay, I pay the estimated shipping charge. So I calculate it based on my rough calculations,
uh-huh.
And then the customer gets offered, it says, and you can configure it different ways. So the way I have it set up, it shows what I've estimated the shipping to be. The customer looks at what it's going for, figures in what I've said it'll cost to ship, and then they place their bid knowing that they'll have to spend this much as opposed to what just the bid was, because they are aware of what the rough shipping cost is. Then, but the odd thing is, it's charged to me. I pay for the shipping. They pay for the entirety of it in the bid and the shipping, but then I get charged, so it goes to my PayPal balance, then I get charged out a shipping cost from eBay shipping, which is sort of interesting.
But you're the one shipping.
Very weird. It seems strange, like, why wouldn't they just add a PayPal balance and then charge the buyer separately through their shipping arm or whatever that means.
Well,
it's interesting.
This is why I don't understand.
Definitely there's quirks with it, and you got to figure it out, otherwise you do lose money.
Okay, this is why I don't understand, Kyle. You have the item. You're shipping it. So how is eBay charging you for shipping? Are they shipping it?
Yeah, exactly. The customer, I estimate how much it'll cost, and then it shows the customer. Then they pay for the item and the shipping to me. Then that goes in my balance. And when I go to print out a label to send the item, eBay charges me the net from what the buyer had already paid based on my estimate.
Well, I know that you can add shipping. Like, for instance, these Twinkies now that are now listing for $6, they also have $5.95 shipping on top of that. So you're actually paying $11.95 to get these things.
Right. And that's not there's not one way. I mean, there's a couple ways to set it up. It's just I'm learning. That's one of the things I'm learning, and a way to navigate, because you don't want to be overpaying and stuff like that. I mean, case in point, I went to deliver something, and it happened to be going through the USPS, and I was able to actually have the mail handler or the clerk weigh the item there, and she paid me change back.
Interesting.
So it did not, once the eBay, the customer paid me, then eBay shipping charged my eBay account, that overcharge then got transferred back. So I actually got change once I got to the post office. And so, in other words, don't just leave your package at the post office, because another time when I was sending something, I had not paid enough postage for it, and it got sent back to me from the USPS. So there's interesting things there. So it does settle up with you, but you got to watch it in certain ways like that. So.
Well, the other thing, too, is that shipping changes. It's different rates for different parts of the country. And here they're charging a certain amount, and it's the same for everywhere. So I imagine there's some loss or some gain, depending on who actually winds up getting it.
There was one instance when the whole website was not working for me. I could not show any people looking at the page for the item could not calculate shipping, and it was just something terribly broken with the way it was set up for that sale. And so there's all kinds of things to watch.
Okay, we're now up to $6.50 for the box of Twinkies. Right. So, and this is shipping, by the way, out of Oregon, Ohio, United States. I'm not sure what that means. Is there an Oregon in Ohio, or is it somehow shipping out of two places at once? Or
yeah,
that's
in Fake County.
That's what?
Fake County, Iowa.
Fake County?
Fake.
Fake. And you said Iowa. It's in Ohio.
Oh, right. Yeah. Ohio.
So you're thinking of a different county there.
A lot of time there.
Yeah. Anyway, I should also point out, if anybody interested in these Twinkies, that they expire on November 25th. Okay, so that's 5 days from now. So that's something to be aware of when making your Twinkie purchase there. Kyle, while this is going on, I'd like to do something else online, though, because since we're online, why not have fun online? We haven't done this in a while. You have a computer?
Yeah, I have a computer in front of me.
Okay, good. I'm glad you have a computer. We never actually discussed this. I wasn't sure. So what I'd like to do... I'm sorry?
It helps.
It does. It helps in many, many things. Go to google.com. That's a search engine.
All right.
All right, you got that little search bar thing?
Oh, sure, yeah. It's got a cursor in it.
Right. Now, what I'd like to do, let's both type the same thing at the same time, okay?
Are
you ready?
Yeah, can you explain this really quick? I have to check a phone call that's coming in.
Well, how am I going to explain it if you're on a different phone call?
Well, okay, but it could be Louis.
Well, take the phone call.
He'll just have to manage down there at the warehouse. But
okay. Well, you know, it's live radio. Millions of people are hanging on our every word. So let's...
Go ahead.
All right. So you're at Google, right?
Yeah, I'm there.
So type the words, what is, and tell me what appears after that.
appears after it.
Yeah, are you getting predictions as to what it is that you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the first one?
Google Chrome.
That's not what is Google Chrome? That's what they're asking?
Yeah.
Really? Mine says, what is my IP? And below that is, what is love?
Mine is Google Chrome, what is my IP, and then Gangnam Style.
I saw that one. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that is. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we're going to play a game.
And then a charter school.
Now, I'm going to ask you to move away from your computer.
I ask myself frequently.
Can you move away from your computer now?
Other than a joke. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, because I don't want you to cheat. All right, now, I'm going to type a phrase, and you're going to predict what actually it says afterwards.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to type, why is Obama, and then you're going to finish that sentence. Go ahead.
What's the first thing?
Yeah, what's the first thing? Or actually the first of four, because there's four things displayed at once. Why is Obama blank?
There's four.
Just pick one.
Four possibilities or four words comprising the first possibility.
Just finish the sentence. Why is Obama blank? It really shouldn't be taking this long.
Why is Obama in Burma?
Why is Obama in Burma? That's a good one, but I don't think it updates that quickly. Obama was in Burma a couple days ago, but my first result is, why is Obama better than Romney?
Oh, yeah. Romney. That's three words.
Wait, why are you typing it in?
No, I'm just standing here thinking how many words are in the answer.
But it doesn't.
What you wanted me to do?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Is that the first of four possibilities? I'm really confused.
Oh, it's not. It's so simple. Look, it's not a question of how many words. It's a question of what the phrase finishes according to Google. Okay?
Oh.
Like, for instance, I just backspaced.
Is Obama better than Romney?
Okay. Kyle, let's do this again. I just backspaced, and I got to why is. Now, let's do that one. Why is blank? What do you think the first question that gets asked when you type why is into Google is?
Why is...
Come on, quickly. Google did it in a second. You can do it quicker.
Why is the sky blue?
That's exactly right. Did you really do that in your head, or did you look?
No, I'm standing here staring at my stove. My back is to the screen.
Is your stove connected to the internet?
No, I don't even have the gas hooked up.
So, Kyle, you got it right. You actually got it right. I'm amazed. Why is the sky blue?
Okay. So give me another one. I see. So I have to be faster than Google.
No, you don't have to be faster, but you just have to be fast because, you know, airtime is valuable. Now, what I want you to do now is I want you to start typing something and ask me, and I will look away from the computer and see if I can get it right.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going.
These are Google games that we're playing on the air. I realized this could be a lot of fun, you know, since everything else can be looked up immediately.
Okay, I'm typing how many.
Okay, how many? It's hard.
Good
yeah,
thing.
When it's on the other, how many Twinkies are left in the world? I don't know.
Calories do I burn? Is the first
How
one.
Many calories do I burn? What's sort of related? Wow, that's pretty good.
And ounces in a pound, and grams in an ounce, and ounces in a cup.
Okay, my turn. You ready? Turn away from the computer.
Okay.
How come? Go ahead.
How come?
This is a trick one, by the way.
Jeez. How come?
Yeah, these long pauses don't work on the radio. We have to think quicker.
Oh, right. Yeah. How come my feet hurt? I don't know. This is terrible.
Do your feet really hurt? Do your feet really hurt? Is that why you asked that?
I don't know. I don't. I'm thinking maybe that's what a lot of people's feet hurt.
Well, apparently, no, this is a trick one. Apparently, there's a song called How Come, because the first one that came up is How Come Lyrics. And then after that, how come you're not here lyrics? And,
okay.
Yeah, so that's... okay, your turn. Figure out something. I'm sure this is really exciting to the listeners, but it's fun for me.
Why do I... First one.
Why do I feel like crap?
No, it's why do I sweat so much?
And you don't think that makes me feel like crap? okay.
Ready? Go ahead.
Let's see. When did Okay.
Did the U.S. begin global? I don't know.
Usually they're fairly short, but
why did? I don't know. It could be anything.
Okay, I'm going to read all four here because they're all pretty good. First one is, when did slavery end?
When? Wait, yeah. Didn't we say why?
No, when did?
Well, when did?
When did slavery end? When did Hawaii become a state? When did the Olympics start? And the final one, when did I conceive? So, yeah, all kinds of fun things here. Your turn. I'm going to do one more, then we're going to move on to something else because people are banging on the walls here and hitting their heads hard.
I don't know. What is...
Okay, is that it? Meaning of life.
No.
What is it?
Illuminati, then Patriot Act, then meaning of life.
Okay, well, at least meaning of life was in there. So the Patriot Act beat out the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
What is the Illuminati is the first one. I must be on a weird part of the internet or something out here.
I wonder if we go to the British Google if it's different. We should try that. Okay, so I'm going to do one more. Ready for this? This is going to be a good one.
I'm terrible at this.
No, that's good. You got one right, so that's a feather in your cap. Let's move into the future. Go ahead.
When will the world end?
That's exactly right. You got two right. You are the Google champion.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, the second to when will the world end is when will Windows 8 be released?
Probably when the world ends.
It's the same question.
Oh, wait. It's already released. I'm sorry.
That's
is
the other thing.
Is this kind of cursing?
Now, when will I see you again is number three, and when will Derek Rose return? That's number four.
Nice.
So there you go. That's some fun you can have just with your computer or your phone or whatever. Of course, it's not fun if you're doing it yourself. You have to sort of do it with somebody, go back and forth. Let's check in on the Twinkie auction. We're up to $12.50 now for the box of Twinkies. And the prices have definitely come down because I think a couple of days ago that would have been $40, $45. So people are starting to realize that Twinkies are probably going to be saved and that they're being idiots by buying them at these inflated prices. But this auction has 15 minutes left, so who knows what will happen.
Maybe the prices will keep the people from becoming inflated themselves.
Yeah, we can hope. We can always hope. So interesting things. First of all, did you hear that Chris Christie is in trouble with the GOP?
Did he take his fleece off yet? Is what I want to know.
That I don't know. That's not in this article anywhere.
Okay.
But as you know, a few days after Hurricane Sandy beat the crap out of us, we're still recovering from that 3 weeks later.
Yes.
Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey picked up the phone, take on a different kind of recovery work, taming the Republican Party fury over his effusive embrace of President Obama. On November 3rd, get this, November 3rd, Christie called Rupert Murdoch, the influential News Corporation chief and would-be kingmaker, who had warned in a biting post on none other than Twitter that the governor might be responsible for Mr. Obama's reelection. So what the Republicans are doing, they're blaming Chris Christie for helping Obama get reelected because he praised him for his reaction to the hurricane. So I guess the hurricane could also be responsible for Obama being reelected. Anything but Obama being responsible for him being reelected is what they're looking for here. They want to blame somebody or something. What Christie did was he told Mr. Murdoch that amid the devastation, New Jersey needed friends no matter what their political party was. And Murdoch, however, was blunt. Christie risked looking like a spoiler unless he publicly affirmed his support for Mitt Romney, and the governor did that obediently the next day. But it wasn't enough because Romney lost, as we all know. But, you know, I just think this points out something about the whole political process where people actually expect you to stand by your party even in a time of crisis. Now, I think what Christie did in this case was pure honesty. He was there with the president helping people who were basically left with nothing. And at times like that, you have to put down your differences. You have to put down these affiliations, and you have to work with each other. And he showed that. He showed something. For me, his credibility went up a lot when I saw that happening. And I think what you're seeing from the GOP leadership is the same fakeness that makes them from day to day just stand by their own people and nobody else. And if their people say one thing, then it's right. If the opponents say the exact same thing, then it's wrong. And they don't care about the actual people that are suffering. And in this particular case, I think both Obama and Christie cared about the people that they were talking to. And well, sometimes that just results in things that other people may not like, but that's reality.
I hear that.
Yeah. So that's so Christie's in trouble for that. He's being labeled a spoiler.
That's terrible.
Yeah. 'Cause, you know, next time there's a hurricane, maybe he won't do that. Maybe he'll be more fake. But hopefully people will recognize.
Right, because that's what we need in Washington, D.C., is more fake, insincere people.
They seem to think so. You know, they really do seem to think that's what... And the thing is, you know, we always act indignant and pissed off at the way they are down there, but then we keep reelecting them, so the process just continues forever. And it's really sad. Get this. This is really something unbelievable. You heard about the politician, the former politician known as Bal Thackeray, who died in India, 86 years old, and had a massive funeral. Well, two Indian women were arrested on Sunday after one criticized Mumbai authorities on Facebook for shutting down the city for the funeral of that powerful Hindu nationalistic politician. And a friend was arrested because she clicked the like button. I kid you not, this happened. Someone said something on Facebook criticizing the authorities. Somebody else clicked like. They both got arrested for that.
Wow.
Yeah. They wrote a status update, or she wrote a status update. Respect is earned, not given, and definitely not forced. Today, Mumbai shuts down due to fear and not due to respect. People like Thackeray are born and the... actually, people like Thackeray are born and die daily, and one should not observe a shutdown for that. And then her friend clicked live, and they both were arrested. Now, as news of that post spread, about 500 outraged supporters stormed the local police station demanding action. Yeah. they came with a lawyer who was armed with printouts of the Facebook message and the address of the girls. A mob also vandalized a medical clinic run by her uncle. Now, these people, they're all, yeah, that's not a problem. Those people are running around free, and that's just a mob acting like a mob, perfectly understandable. But somebody questioning the authorities on Facebook, that's a problem. Those people need to be imprisoned. What a world we live in. And it extends in many places. England, for instance, that's the headline, and this headline is what drew me into the story. Kent man arrested after picture of burning poppy posted on internet. What do you think about that, Kyle?
A burning poppy?
A burning poppy. Now, you see what happens, and we both know this. For Remembrance Day, which is the 11th of November, people around the world walk around with poppies. We don't do it here in this country, right. But they do it in Canada. They do it in England. They do it in Australia.
Right.
You see every single newscaster wearing one at that time of year. So apparently police in Kent arrested a man after a picture of burning poppy was posted on a social networking site. They said in a short press release posted on their website that the man from Aylsham, and that should explain everything, had been arrested on suspicion of... Okay, Kyle, guess the charge. You want to try that? That's harder than Google. I'll say this much.
Loitering. No.
Loitering?
Calm.
I'm sorry, what?
Fraud. Gambling.
How is it gambling to burn a poppy?
Liquor license.
Okay, you know, I don't think you're guessing seriously here, so I'm just going to tell you what it is. Malicious telecommunications. That's what he was charged with. Burning poppies will get you a malicious telecommunications charge.
The visual was sent with a file or whatever on a phone or something.
Well,
right?
Let's explain. This follows a posting on a social network site of a burning poppy, said the statement on Sunday, which added that he was in police custody awaiting interview. Police provided no other details of the incident, which comes as the Crown Prosecution Service is preparing to release interim guidelines for prosecution of offenses on social media. Now, according to the website, according to a law enforcement website, the Malicious Communications Act, 1988, Section 1, deals with the sending to another of any article which is indecent or grossly offensive, or which conveys a threat, or which is false, provided there is an intent to cause distress or anxiety to the recipient.
Right.
Saying something that's false or trying to cause anxiety, those are crimes. Yeah, incredible. The offense covers letters, writing of all descriptions, electronic communications, photographs, and other images in a material form, tape recordings, films, and video recordings.
Right.
Now, last year, police in Northern Ireland arrested a number of people after a picture of two youths burning a poppy was posted on Facebook. In another case, also dating from 2011, someone who burned replica poppies on Remembrance Day in London was fined £50 after being found guilty of a public order offense.
I think that's crazy. I mean, it's a flower. It's a symbolic flower, but it's a flower.
Yes, but what you don't understand is that the guy who did this was a Muslim, all right? And he was therefore found guilty of a calculated and deliberate insult to the dead and those who mourned them when he burned two large plastic poppies during a two-minute silence. So, yeah, be careful when you open up your mouth or do something involving free speech, because it ain't necessarily so that you have free speech.
Well, there's free speech, and then there's, you know, the freedom for people to perceive and interpret what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And people take a lot of license with that.
Yeah, it's just incredible to me how
they can make some money or something.
People are so easily offended by so many things.
Yeah.
And, you know,
offended by a lot of things.
Obviously, there's hurting somebody, physically assaulting somebody, or encouraging people to do same. Those are serious issues. But saying something that is an off-color joke, perhaps, or that could be interpreted in a particular way. You know, think about some of our favorite TV programs and how many people get offended by them, whether they're conservative people or liberal people or whatever. It's expression. And we need to stop being so sensitive about everything and stop thinking about, oh, that's offensive to this particular group of people, or this could be offensive to me in this particular situation, and just get on with life already and stop worrying so much, because it makes people think too much before they speak and thwarts any kind of free communication, as far as I'm concerned. So I see too much of that. In everyday life, I see more and more of it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to just throw it into the mix. It's got to be out there, just like the internet. It's got to be able to rise to the surface so that people can discuss it. It has to be added to the discourse and stuff, and should be part of the media landscape, a part of media text. We should be exposed to it and interpret and have our own critical opinion of it, and, you know, learn or otherwise, you know, deal with it as a society, not just like try to mediate it before it even gets into the system. Otherwise, that system doesn't work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's as far as our free speech feature this week. And let me just take another look at this. You know, I'm kind of frustrated because these Twinkies are really going for a low price. Only $12.50 for a box of 10. That's almost a dollar a Twinkie. Well, actually, shipping is $5.95. So, okay, about $2 a Twinkie, which is a good deal these days right now.
Does it come with Pepto-Bismol?
Doesn't come with that, no.
Yeah, I have a question.
It'll be expired by the time it gets to you, but still, I can't log into eBay on this computer and bid on this. I wouldn't do that. Yes.
Is flag burning illegal?
Flag burning is not illegal, but there are people who want to make constitutional amendments to that.
Okay.
You know, while it's certainly offensive to people, that's the kind of thing that needs to be protected. And, you know, that's one thing we have in this country that a lot of other countries don't seem to get, is that we need to protect unpopular speech. There are many countries, in Europe, for instance, where even saying something flattering about Hitler is illegal, or denying the Holocaust is illegal. You know, while we certainly wouldn't agree with these things, the speech itself needs to be protected, and that's something that I'm afraid people are losing sight of in this era where we're always looking for the reason to be offended by something.
Among other things.
Yeah. And, you know, it also gives more strength to, if you ban a Klan march, for instance, it gives them more strength. It gives them more attention. If you ignore it and you just go on with your business and outnumber them 1,000 to 1, it becomes irrelevant. It becomes silly. You know?
Definitely.
And obviously, if violent acts are being committed, that's something you pay very close attention to, and you stamp that out as quickly as you possibly can.
Right.
All right. This auction only has 2.5 minutes left. 12:50. I'm gonna let our listeners in on it then. If anybody wants Twinkies, find the one that's. Can you search by item location from Oregon, Ohio, United States? It's currently going for
County, Ohio.
One box of 10 Hostess Twinkies, golden sponge cake with creamy filling. And I don't know what NIB means, but that they say that afterwards. But that's what you search for, and you might get a real deal here. You know, this is something I'm seeing it listed for $5,000 in other places. Of course, again, that's just a listing; nobody's paying that. What's fascinating to me, though, is all the other Hostess brands nobody really cares about. You won't find Wonder Bread going for very much. You won't find the Snowballs, and you certainly won't find the chocolate filled Twinkies going for very much at all. But Twinkies, yeah, that's sort of like an icon. That's something that people really want to hold on to as much as they possibly can. It's pathetic, isn't it? Down to a minute and a half. How will this go? You know, it's possible people don't know about this. It's possible people, or we might see a rush at the very end. It's extremely exciting. This is the kind of thing that that live radio was meant for, to watch how auctions end and to play games on Google and things like that. And if you want to tell us how much it means to you, and how we could have better spent our hour, please write to us, otw@2600.com. As we move into the final minute of this auction, we are at $12.50 for a box of Hostess Twinkies. And it doesn't look like anybody is upping that bid. This could be the best deal that I have seen in the last few days. I've seen a lot of panic and hysteria involving Twinkies, people running into stores, people crying. And people offering to trade their gallons of gasoline for one single Twinkie.
Or their firstborn.
Yeah, yeah. And the firstborn is the one who wants a Twinkie in the first place, so that wasn't really well thought out at all. We only have 25 seconds left, and this price is not changing. Somebody is going to be a very lucky person, and will get the Twinkies for $12.50 plus the $5.95 shipping. We're down to 15 seconds. You think we're going to see a last-minute flurry? Did you see any of those on your auctions, Kyle?
No.
Okay, well, down to 5 seconds now. This is amazing. I am struck dumb here. 1 second.
You're going
went up to $13. Somebody's a wise guy and bid $13 at the very last second. That's still an amazing deal, though. And congratulations to whoever it was that got that box of soon-to-be-expired Twinkies. boy, that was dramatic.
Oh, I'm relieved.
Yeah, I'm relieved too. I'm glad I didn't log in.
Well, I just know that you probably would have sent me a Twinkie if you had one.
No. There'll be one waiting for you, though. I'm sure of that. They look good. They don't last long, but they look like they do.
Ew.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of time. And I'm sorry for all those people that wanted us to talk about something other than Twinkies and free speech and Google and various other things like that. But again, you can write to us, otw@2600.com, if there's anything that you'd like to share with us. Tomorrow night, guess what's on the air for the first time since the damn hurricane hit? Yeah, that other radio show. We'll have some things to say about that tomorrow night, as well as the future of that particular program. Carl, any last words from you as we hit our closing theme?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody have a good holiday and a lot to be thankful for. So, I don't know. Please have me again. I enjoyed speaking with you. Sorry if I was a little distracted. But
oh, that's okay.
What's going on with Louie? And, yeah. You know, we're very busy here. It's a busy time of the year in the autumn.
So. Well, I'm sure they don't like you using their landline for that whole amount of time, as this is their busy time of day. And I heard the alarms going off in the background. So,
right.
Please pass along my forgiveness to them or my apologies, rather. Hopefully I'll get the forgiveness. And again, yes, happy holiday. Black Friday is coming up this week, so enjoy that. And any other associated holidays that might go along with that.
Yes.
We will see you in a week.
So long.
Take care.
I'll be around. I did the sound. Won't bring me down. I know it's got to be good. I'll be your clown. Won't wear a frown. Won't bring you down. You'll know it's got to be good. I am no actor. In the hereafter, I'll be at home. I know it's got to be good. See me smile, and after a while, you'll smile too. You'll know it's got to be good. I promise you, and I will do. And when I'm through, you'll know it's got to be good.
Donna with your WUSB concert billboard for Tuesday, November 20th. Aerosmith will be at Madison Square Garden, New York City, 7:30. Two Finger Jakes Blues Band will be at Two Finger Jakes Blues Club in Farmingdale, 8 p.m. Dysfunction will be at Cafe What? 9:30. Robert Randolph and the Family Band will be at Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, 8 p.m. Your concert billboard for Wednesday, November 21st. Taking Back Sunday will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m. Gray Horse Tavern welcomes Dan Donnelly at 8 p.m. in Bayport. Kid Koala 12-Bit Blues Vinyl Vaudeville at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn, 9 p.m. Seattle 4, Tribute to Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and Nirvana will be at 89 North in Patchogue, 8 p.m. Carrie Carney will be at the Maples in Manorville, 9 p.m. Plaza Film and Media Arts Center in Patchogue welcomes Acoustic Duets, Holiday Edition, The Brother Pluckers, 7 p.m. American Standard will be at Lulu's Pub in Port Jefferson, 9 p.m. James Maddock will be at Watercolor Cafe in Larkmont, New York, 8 p.m. Randy Jackson Acoustic Show will be at the Blue Parrot in Massapequa, 9 p.m.
This is your concert billboard for the middle of this week. Enjoy the parade, the weather, the games, the fixings, food and celebration, and each other. Have a merry Thanksgiving.